Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Bob DeCook, who has over 40 years of executive leadership experience, which included 20 years leading the Bolt Company, a $1 billion construction services and real estate development company. Also joining us today is Phil Clampett, an award-winning communication and information science professor at University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, and has over 40 years of experience in university teaching, groundbreaking research, and business consulting. They are the authors of Leading with Care in a Tough World, Beyond Servant Leadership. And gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today on the program.
Eric, it's great to be with you this morning. We're excited.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. Look forward to a robust discussion.
Well, there you go. And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you both. Anytime you have someone or two people with 40 years of experience each in their field, you certainly want to hear what they have to say. So we're looking forward to it. Now, Bob, for starters, the title of your book, Leading with Care in a Tough World, certainly seems timely given all the unrest we've faced in recent years. Who did you write the book for, and what do you hope they'll learn from reading the book?
Well, we wrote the book for all levels of leaders, so it's quite a broad audience for executive leaders, middle-level leaders, aspiring leaders, and in all different genres, whether it's public or private organizations or nonprofits, or even in government leadership. We think all of those categories can benefit from this, and we think this concept of caring as opposed to other theories of leadership and involvement of people is a new idea. It's an idea that's important to today's world because there's a lot of people out there who don't feel engaged in their organizations. The research shows it. Gallup says only 15% of employees and organizations feel truly engaged. And you think about the ramifications of that on performance and contribution, it's stunning. And so we want all leaders to benefit from helping to get people more engaged, not only for their own motivations, but for the outcomes of the organization. So that's the purpose of the whole book.
And of course, we're thankful for you both taking the time and the effort to write this book, Leading with Care in a Tough World. Really appreciative. Now, Mr. Clampett, and thanks for joining us as well. You state that surveys reveal most employees feel their leaders lack communication skills and businesses are riddled with divisiveness. And I would agree with that. What are some of the key steps you present in the book to combat these problems?
Well, I always think of communication at the broadest level for leaders is involving three steps. Step one is to determine the things that matter. And that means what are the things that matter to the organization and what are the things that matter to employees. And I always start these conversations with you can communicate anything, but you can't communicate everything. So you got to start making some choices about what you communicate. And you have to filter that through the idea that employees are always interested in two things, two channels of communication, WIFM and WIFO. And WIFM is what's in it for me and what's in it for the organization. And so by developing an idea of three or four or five things that you think are things that matter that both to the employees and the organization, that's step one. And then step two, I think, is robustly communicating those ideas. How do you do that? You do it through multiple channels. You do it through multiple vehicles. You do it in multiple forms, like visual as well as auditory. And the part that most people miss is that you also encourage, when you're sharing those ideas, you encourage people to push back, because that builds understanding. And that's a particular skill that we highlight that we really feel like there's not been enough discussion about. We encourage in our society people to ask questions, but we don't talk about how to manage that conversation very well, which leads me to step three, which is to verify in some way or in form, one form or the other, either informally or formally, that the messages are being received as intended, because kind of the number one rule of communication is message sent does not always equal message received.
That is certainly some tremendous feedback, and that's some truckload of takeaways right there on communication. Really appreciate that, Mr. Clampett. Now, taking this even further, what about leading in today's hybrid workplace? How have things changed, and what do leaders need to consider after we're looking at more of a hybrid workplace today?
Well, Eric, I can start with that. This pandemic has created a huge change, huge turmoil in how people do work and want to do work. And the whole need to work remotely came to us within a very short period of time at the start of the pandemic. And that was necessary. We couldn't have performed in organizations the way we did had we not taken the steps that we took. Now, the challenge we face, though, is will that ever return to a normal the way it was, or is there a new normal, and what does new normal look like? The statistics I quoted before about Gallup, who said only 15% of employees feel truly engaged, those statistics were impacting people's feelings at the same time the pandemic reared its ugly head. And so the idea that people had to work remotely and the fact that so few of them felt truly engaged in an in-person workplace in the first place creates this momentum and this temperament that, well, maybe I don't have to be in the workplace at all in the future. Or there can be a hybrid kind of a work situation, because the draw that maybe at one time kept people engaged in thinking that being together in a building was important was no longer there to the degree that it was. So today we face this dilemma that there's a sense that organizations want some amount of workplace presence with people so they can collaborate and work together. And yet there's still this lagging feeling of disengagement by people so they feel like I can do just as well at home. We need to resolve that dichotomy. We need to resolve that tension. And one of the ways to do that is to start to work on these ideas of caring about the people, caring about outcomes, so that we can get the engagement sense back up to where it's productive and contributing, whilst we balance that with what kind of presence people have to have in a building or in the workplace versus how much they can do productively at home. So I think that's what we face going forward.
Really do appreciate all the information and insight shared so far. Really helpful, and really appreciate this. Looking forward to the remainder here today. We're speaking with both Bob D. Cook and Phil Clampett, co-authors of the book Leading with Care in a Tough World Beyond Servant Leadership, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, diversity, equity, and inclusion are central topics these days. What advice do you offer for leaders to do a better job on the DEI initiatives?
Well, I think this is one of the real challenges in the workplace today. There's been research indicating that some of it is really quite good and helpful, and others of it is that it's actually dysfunctional. And in fact, I've got an article in front of me right now from the International Journal of Business Communication talking about, you know, parts of it, the training work well, and parts of the training are a bit problematic. For example, the discussion about microaggressions, which, frankly, I studied back in graduate school, and it was a challenging issue to deal with. So I think you have to tread very carefully on that, on this issue and how you go about doing it. And in general, it has to fit the culture of the organization to be helpful in that particular organization and the organizational norms and values that they have. Just to give you one other specific example, Science Magazine just did another survey. They do it every year about the top employers in the field that employ scientists. The number two most important quality of top employers is treating employees with respect. And I think at the when you're dealing with this the DEI issues, it's all about treating employees with respect, regardless of how they might be diverse or be different in different ways. And so at the top of the pyramid is the whole idea of respect. And then you can work your programs in light of that.
Now back to your book, your subtitle is Beyond Servant Leadership. If you don't mind, can you explain that a bit further and tell us what you think are a few key issues facing leaders in the coming years as well?
Sure. Well, we positioned the book Beyond Servant Leadership very intentionally. Back in the 70s, when Robert Greenleaf did his first essay on servant leadership, that was a paradigm-shifting theory in leadership practice, and it said that leaders are servants first, servants of the people. And we prescribe to all of that in our book, Leading with Care, but we think in today's world, just being a servant leader isn't enough. The word caring is a more encompassing and more a deeper kind of a concept than just serving people. When you care about people, you get involved in their development, you get involved in their contributions, you get involved in helping them see that the barriers that they perceive in their jobs aren't maybe the barriers that are so insurmountable, and you help them get through that. You don't get do the work for them, but you certainly provide a lot of help. The concept of how can I help you is a concept, we think, in the caring side. But within this idea of leading with care, servant leadership stops at the point of caring about people or serving people. But our concept is that you need to not only care about the people, but you need to care about the mission of the organization. Both of those things are important, and they both go together. You need to get employees engaged very deeply so that they understand and care about the mission of the organization, and that their work and contributions are pointed toward fulfilling that mission. At the same time, the leader is working with them to care about their own well-being of the employees. So it's mission, it's people, it's both of those together. They both have to happen. And that's why we call this book Beyond Servant Leadership. We think it's a next platform to servant leadership and a new way of thinking about engagement.
Again, we want to both thank you for taking the time to be with us here today and to introduce this book, Leading with Care in a Tough World, Beyond Servant Leadership. Certainly is the time to have a book in place like this, a must read for sure. And again, we really appreciate your time today. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, we'd point listeners to our website. We have a great website, leadingwithcare.net. It's got resources about the book. It's got resources about the issues that we talk about in the book. It's got a videos that describe the various beliefs and practices as a primer to the book. It also talks a little bit about the two of us and some of the things we've done and can help readers get into the book more deeply. So leadingwithcare.net would be a good resource to go to.
And of course, we'll certainly include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Gentlemen, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be with you.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're both certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with both Bob D. Cook and Phil Clampett, co-authors of Leading with Care in a Tough World Beyond Servant Leadership. And for all the details and for contact, visit leadingwithcare.net. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.